This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, on December 24th, Christmas Eve, 1962, airing for the first time was the Andy Griffith Show episode entitled The Bank Job. It was written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum and directed by Bob Sweeney. This particular episode begins with Andy walking into the courthouse and Barney sitting there reading the paper, and he's reading about bank robberies in a nearby county. And of course, Barney starts thinking about how Mayberry's going to be next and how it's an easy pickings for a bank robber. And so while Barney's on this in this mode of thinking, he gets up and he goes to the bank and he walks over to the Mayberry Security Bank. And he sees the day watchman, Asa, asleep in the chair. He looks around. He sees there's a drawer open. And it's got full of money, and the vault's wide open. And Barney's just upset that the bank's so such easy pickings. And so he walks over and wakes Asa up and says he's going to do a security check. And one of the things that's funny throughout this is a running gag where and it starts with Andy in the courthouse where Barney had seen a Glenn Ford movie, G-Man, and so Barney's starting to talk like G-Man. He actually calls Andy Chief, and he never calls Andy Chief, and Andy recognized that and said, okay, what movie did you see? And he figures it out. And one running thing throughout this episode is people keep recognizing that Barney sounds like Glenn Ford, and it just does nothing but irk Barney throughout. So anyway, he does a security check, and he sees that he has Ace's gun, and it falls apart. He looks at the bullets, and well, he looks at something green and says, what is that? And it turns out it's Ace's bullets and they're molded. And then Barney talks about having good bullet maintenance. Leave it to Barney to come up with bullet maintenance. And so Andy comes in the bank and Barney's real upset. Barney thinks Andy thinks he's a jerk. And now this isn't the normal definition here other than what you know we think of a jerk. Barney was looking at his that Andy probably thinks that he's easy-minded and simple-minded, and so I believe that's what he meant by that. The next scene, basically for the next couple of scenes, Andy's trying to calm Barney down. It's a nice little scene in the car here, though, where Andy says he remembers Asa letting him try his gun, just put it in his belt buckle as a kid, and Andy, for one of the few times on this episode, mentions his dad, and this made me wonder whether the real Andy Griffith actually had something like this or he related this from his father. So not sure about that. If any of you happen to know, I'd love to hear from you. Andy drives Barney over to Miss Kelsey's house, and Barney thinks it's to do a check of her house and make sure the door's locked, and it turns out it's to bring in her laundry. And Barney, Don Knotts is just great this episode. He just stays mad almost the entire episode. So he's taking in the laundry, and here we see Leon. And remember, Leon is Clint Howard, which is Ron Howard's brother. And Leon never says a word, but he shook his head twice in this scene, so I'll say he almost talked. But while Barney's talking to Leon, he comes up with this idea that he's going to show the Mayberry Security Bank a lesson. So for one of the few times, we get to see Barney dressed as a woman. He dresses up as a cleaning woman, and he walks in, disguises his voice real high like this, and goes and starts mopping the floor and singing, and he reaches in the vault, takes a wad of cash, and puts it in his bucket. Well, at the meantime, Harriet, one of the bank tellers, and Mr. Meldrum, who runs the bank, come over, and they notice that this is Barney dressed up, and they think it's hilarious. So Mr. Meldrum, as a joke, yells, "Stop thief!" And so Barney, reacting with those quick reactions of his, jumps in the vault, pulls the door to. Unfortunately, the door won't be opening till 8 o'clock the next morning, so Barney's locked himself in the safe. So everybody's in a little bit of a concern here, and they send Asa to the filling station to get Gomer, who comes back with a acetylene torch to try to go through the vault, and he can't get through the vault door. And a few minutes later, we see a lady in a beauty shop drying her hair, and Barney busting through that wall, and it turns out that the wall to the safe was right connected to the beauty shop. And so what I love about this particular scene is Barney just busts through there, and the lady doesn't look at him, really too unusual, and has a little conversation with him, said, "Are you on a case, Barney?" And Barney goes out, and he's standing out in front of the beauty shop, and he's taking off all his woman clothes, and there's another character. You see this gentleman on several of the episodes. He just comes up and looks at Barney, and Barney says, "What's the matter? You never seen a guy take off a dress before?" And the guy just looks at him, and Barney goes rushing back into the bank, and although people are happy to see him, they're mad at him because he's caused a lot of trouble. And Barney just gives him a lecture about how an easy bank this is it would be to rob. And what he doesn't realize is in the background is a character who's getting ready to write a bad check. And this character hears Barney talk about how easy the bank is, and so he decides he's going to rob the bank. Now, the two robbers in this episode are played by Lee Krieger and Al Checco. Al Checco should look familiar to you because he would later appear with Don Knotts in The Reluctant Astronaut, which came out in 1967, and How to Frame a Fig in 1971. Checco also appeared in the Andy Griffith movie Angel in My Pocket in 1969, so he may look familiar to you. But anyway, he and his partner decide they're going to rob the bank. And so one of the next scenes, we see Mr. Meldrum walking up to the bank, and Leon's outside the bank again with his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I believe, now again, somebody could correct me, but I believe this Leon gets the most screen time in this episode than any of the other episodes. But again, I could be wrong about this because he's in two different scenes and he's in them for a little bit of time. So again, Ron Howard's brother, Clint Howard, in these scenes. Well, what we have is Mr. Meldrum going in the bank, and the real robber holds him up. And it takes Mr. Meldrum a second to realize it's a real robber. He thinks it's Barney because the guy has a stocking over his face. Asa comes in, the robber gets him, and he has Mr. Meldrum up against the wall, and he's got money in the bag, and he's starting to back out. Andy comes in thinking it's Barney and grabs the gun, and the robber runs over and grabs Asa, and Andy still thinks it's Barney. So finally Andy realizes that this is the real robber, but the robber only has Asa's gun, and so Andy throws down the robber's real gun, and then as the robber's starting to back out of the bank, Andy motions. While the robber's looking back at the door, Andy motions for Asa to jump aside, and he does. And when he does, the robber pulls his gun out to fire at Andy. When he's done, Asa's gun falls apart. This gun's going to fall apart three times. This is fall apart number two. And so, of course, Andy arrests him, and they run outside, and Barney grabs his partner who was waiting with the getaway car. Barney just happened to be giving him a ticket, and Andy tells Barney to add bank robbing to the ticket. So anyway, the final scene, Barney's still mad, but this time for a different reason. He's calling the newspaper reporter who put a headline about the bank robbery being foiled, but what happens, for the third time, according to Barney, he gets his last name spelled wrong. He's spelled Fike, F-I-K-E, instead of Fife. And Barney gets even more aggravated as he hangs up, and the reporter calls him Howie. Then Asa comes in, and he finally got some screws in his gun, and he's talking about his screws, and he's shined up his bullets, and Andy makes some comment about Barney and Asa having the cleanest and shiniest bullets anywhere. And then Andy realizes that Asa's supposed to be at the bank and sort of reminds him. Asa walks out and, of course, forgets his gun. So Barney goes to grab Asa's gun and knocks it off the desk, and it breaks again for the third time. So, again, another cute episode here. By the way, the gentleman that plays Asa Breeny is Charles Thompson. He appears as Asa in other episodes, but with a different last name, Asa Bascom. He was the night watchman at the Weaver's Department Store, which, again, is another funny episode. He also appears in another episode as Doc Roberts. Now, Charles Thompson had a pretty decent career. He made some guest role appearances in Green Acres, Bonanza, Malibu Run, Gunsmoke, and Lassie. And he was in several motion pictures, 1948, The Naked City, and 1958, Teenage Caveman. He was in The Trouble with Girls, starring Elvis Presley, in 1969, and Dreams of Glass in 1970. So again, he had quite the career himself. So what is today's trivia question? Well, you had to pay close attention when you're watching this episode. The trivia question is, what was the name of the theater in Mayberry that Barney went to see the Glenn Ford movie G-Man? Again, what was the name of the movie theater in Mayberry where Barney saw the Glenn Ford movie G-Man? If you think you know the answer to this, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can just take a guess and then go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com. And there you'll see the episode number 80, The Bank Job. And again, this is the podcast episode number 80, The Bank Job. And in parentheses, you'll see the answer to the name of the movie theater in parentheses. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at Burke mayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.